Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two nice guys, no big surprise.
Aka we're blessed, burst glad when the jest versed lads discuss their best, worst dads.
Come on.
Huddletron, I love you, buddy.
The I OZ. Love this.
The original Zealand. Mike Huddleston, you are the best, man. Thank you so much for doing these. Thank you to everyone who supports us. Community, we need it.
Yes.
It's good to stay interconnected.
Oh, yes.
I think it's hard these days. It's even hard for people who commit crimes and go on the run.
Right.
Nowadays.
Yes.
It was easier in the 70s and 80s to commit crimes and then just go off face. You could get away with it.
You could get away with it.
Now you can't. I've been thinking so much of my old friend, Michelle McNamara, who passed away a few years ago, Patton's wife. She was awesome. And she really, her book amazing about the Golden State Killer was just incredible. And she knew it. She predicted it. She was like, because you're hiding in plain sight, because nobody in your family knows that you did this, someone's going to go to 23andMe or Ancestry.com and they're going to
drop that DNA into the system and then boom, you are caught.
And that's the thing. The thing that you didn't think was going to get you done got your ass.
That's the world we live in.
It is so hard. That's just it. So if you're in the mob, Jay,
mm-hmm.
and you've done a ton of bad stuff, I mean, who can be in the mob and just skate by doing nothing? You got to be so buttoned up. You really have to watch what you... Yeah. You can't be the architect of your own demise.
Part of me is like, there's still a mafia?
Me too. I always say that. I was like, is it still operating in some capacity? I
mean, it can't be like the 70s and the 80s.
It's like, it's not a Martin Scorsese film. Or maybe it is. I don't know. It's
hard. Maybe it's harder to keep things quiet now.
And to keep the nefarious stuff that you're doing on the DL.
Yes.
That's just so much. Yes. Case in point, this next story, it is cray cray. Here we go.
Okay.
A mafia fugitive couldn't take the heat, so he went into the kitchen.
If this is not the New York Post, it probably
should be.
I'm
going to blame the New York Post on this.
There's no excuse for what just
that can't masquerade as journalism.
No.
That's exactly how Mark Farron Claude Biert got caught. Is that too many names? The Calabria News?
Yes.
It's just a man. He's the man with too many names.
Yes.
He's Johnny Four Names. Hey, look at Johnny Four Names over here.
Johnny Four Names. Why don't you cook me some eggs?
Okay. Just on volumes of names alone, I'm suspicious of this guy. Yeah. Lock him up for hoarding too many middle names.
Yes, no hyphenates either. I mean, that guy just has names.
Biart. Biart is like, biatch.
Names. Got names for days.
Biart. I've got names.
I've got names in different area flames. Okay. I knew you were going to go with a different word, so I stopped.
Biart was hiding from national authorities for alleged drug trafficking, but was tracked down and arrested in the Dominican Republic on Wednesday. Okay,
yeah, they're gonna track you down.
With people staying indoors this year, guess what? The Italian police and FBI and all that, they have time to track your ass down.
Yes.
But you made it easy for him, dummy.
You're going to get caught.
The 53-year-old man, sounds old.
Four years older than us.
Was fine.
I bet he looks 25 years old.
Was a senior when we were freshmen.
Yes.
53-year-old man was found nearly 5,000 miles away from his hometown of Rome based on, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
A cooking YouTube channel that he launched with his wife in Boca Chica.
Dummy.
A municipality near Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic's capital city.
This might be the greatest, like, reason for someone to get caught.
Screw up
like,
ever.
Misstep by
only
a mom.
Only today could something like this happen.
Yeah, you couldn't open a YouTube channel 20 years
five
ago.
5 years ago? 5 years ago?
Open it up? Open a YouTube channel? What do I know?
He thought that he and his wife could start a YouTube channel and not get caught. I love that. Way to decrease your social media footprint,
bro,
dummy.
You made it to the Dominican Republic. You were probably in the clear.
You could, if you really had to, you could have launched a cooking channel show on Dominican Republic public access.
Or set it to private. It.
Dominican Republic access.
Yes.
Yeah, you had to do it on YouTube. Why do you think that is? Because they got greedy. You know
this
what I mean?
This is the draw and the sadness of the internet, what it does for people.
Why couldn't you just cook for your friends who may or may not know that you were a major drug trafficker in the Italian mafia? Why? It feels like got greedy, wanted a little taste, pun intended,
maybe
of the good life.
Like, I'm used to one form of trafficking. Now I want some traffic on my YouTube page.
That's it.
Zap ad?
The Arts YouTube channel was not named. However, Calabria News described the channel as being focused on Italian cuisine.
I would have called it B Arts and Entertainment.
You know the type of Italian cuisine I enjoyed when I was trafficking, literally millions of pounds of heroin.
No, tell me all about it. Tell me. I want to hear about it.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but don't the guys who are the great Italian cooks, they don't go out and traffic the drug. They're back in the compound cooking up
for everybody when they come back.
You're making the sausage, right? Yeah, you're slicing the garlic soup.
Making the sauce.
They're not out doing the nasty stuff because the guy's got to come home after they've strangled someone with like telephone cord.
Or piano wires. Yeah.
He's hungry.
Yeah, he's hungry.
You got to have that pasta ready for that guy.
Indeed.
I haven't spent much time in the mob, but if you have a guy that can really cook, you can't have that guy out on the street doing
something. Well, you don't want to risk his life.
You don't want to break his cooking
hands.
Okay? He should be in the kitchen, like you said, stirring the sauce. He didn't name his YouTube cooking channel. I think, Jay, you said B Arts and Entertainment. That's good. Sleeping with the fillet of fishes. How about that?
I like that.
How about that?
I like that.
Cement clogs. We're going to fit this guy with some cement clogs. How about this?
I like it.
I'll make him an hors d'oeuvres he can't refuse.
Yes.
How about that?
Orders.
The barefoot consigliere. I think that works.
Yes, one actually works.
That
one
sticks.
Works. Yes.
But the family style.
Yes.
Huh? The family style. Law enforcement officials were clued in.
Horsehead soup.
That the YouTube belonged to Biart since the chef reviewed food while never revealing his face. So he was like, I'm going to take care of it. I mean, you're not going to see my face.
I'm going to be careful here. I'm not an idiot.
The international report says the body parts that were viewable revealed mysterious. The mysterious chef had tattoos that matched what authorities had on record.
What a dummy.
Guy.
If you got tattoos on your body, cover that skin up. If you're smart enough to cover your face, why wouldn't you cover your... come on.
By the way, every chef has tattoos. I don't know if I said this on here, but my daughters were watching Inked or whatever that like show is. It's like a reality show about tattoo artists.
I'm familiar.
And the only difference between Inked and Top Chef is that the contestants on Top Chefs have more tattoos than Inked. That's it.
And another talent.
Tracking down and arresting Biart was a group effort that included Central Criminal Police Directorate, Interpol, and multiple police forces from 10 countries. Why do you need 10 countries?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this where it's being played, YouTube? It should just be Italy and the Dominican Republic.
He's going to get so many hits on his YouTube channel from this. He's going to get so many hits.
Several commenters on there. Man, you're so good. You need to give an in-person demonstration. 5 stars. Like, you know, they got
come on down to the police station and give us an
I'd love to watch you cook, bro. Butter them up like you buttered up that chicken parm.
Oh, chicken parm. Chicken parm.
Biart was hiding out in a tourist resort that was reportedly had a large Italian community presence. So he's in a tourist resort.
He's cooking for a bunch of other mafia people who retreated to the Dominican Republic.
Like he's at the carving station with one of those big hats on.
He thinks nobody's going to look for him there.
Right. He feels like he just retired to the Dominican Republic.
You didn't
right?
retire, bro.
And he would have gotten away with it if he didn't set up the YouTube channel.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to take you home in this story and understand how the mob can make such a misstep.
And just the allure of stardom in this world is so great. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Got to remind you, April 10th, get those tickets, eventbrite.com, live Dome People Town, Ryan Sickler, The Cactus Blossoms. Yes. It is going to be so much fun. We always love doing this show. It's a great way to support us. If you haven't gotten tickets, go get them now. Eventbrite.com. We'd love to see you there. When we left, there was a mafia guy who's basically trafficked pounds and pounds of drugs for the Italian mafia. Then he went to the Dominican Republic, got away with it, was fine.
Yeah.
Until he set up a YouTube channel, didn't show his face, showed the tattoos on his arms that matched the tattoos that he had, and he got busted. Okay. That's what we're saying. The allure of that type of star in this world, even people in the mafia want to be Logan Paul.
They want to be famous.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that sad?
They see that life as easier and more baller. Fun. More fun and more baller than the actual mafia. Think about it.
Yeah.
You pull pranks on people, make fun of Japanese suicide forests, and occasionally celebrity box people for lots of money.
You get this is a good life. Sponsorships. It's a great life.
The only time you're worried about the cops is like when your neighbors call them on you
because
you had a loud party, which was fun anyway.
You're
what good. Mafia guy wouldn't want that life?
That's everybody wants that life.
It's fun. It's the life of a YouTube influencer, that's what everybody wants to be. That's what this guy was thinking.
Yeah.
Authorities told Calabria News that he'd been in the Dominican Republic for more than 5 years.
Okay.
So again, he had gotten away with it.
You were scot-free, bro.
Nobody knew he was in the mafia.
Nobody
at all.
Knew.
Well, there was that one time when he was at the resort and a guest asked him to trim the fat on the roast beef that he had cut for him. And BR beat him senseless with a payphone.
Yes. Handle. Yeah, and then cut his fingers off and then nailed it to his wife.
Nobody questioned it because the guy in line was being a dick.
You know, he was kind of asking for it.
Before BR made his home in Boca Chica, he was allegedly in Costa Rica, which is a little more than 1,800 miles away. I love that this guy was acting like he was the third bongo player in Rusted Root.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was taking a gap year between high school and college. Who is this guy? Selling drugs. He's like, I got to take a gap year before I start my whole YouTube channel.
And then I'll get back on that YouTube.
In 2014, the court of Reggio Calabria subjected BR to an order of custody in prison. He fled the country shortly thereafter. Yeah. This guy's got a date with a zip line in Costa Rica. He's got to go hike a volcano. He's
got to hike Arenal, the volcano.
He doesn't have time for prison, man. He's taking the gap year from drug trafficking.
Monteverde.
You got to let him discover himself.
He wants to walk in the cloud forest. Give the guy a break.
Who knows? Maybe he'll get good at cooking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So good that he starts his own YouTube channel that doesn't show his face but does show his tattoos so he gets caught again. Italian authorities say Biart was a member of the Ndrangheta. Prominent organized crime syndicate that reportedly operates in Calabria. Is he still a member? Are you always a member, Jeff?
I think you get a membership and then you have it for life.
See, but here's the thing. I'm surprised he's not bringing money into the mafia. Once you're a member, you got to keep earning.
You do have to keep earning.
Trafficking drugs and all, you know the mafia is doing things.
They are doing things still.
Maybe he's got to give a little piece of his YouTube creatorship.
And maybe that's what did it. They followed the money.
Got to follow the money. Other alleged members of the crime group have recently been busted as law enforcement agencies have basically used all these sort of Interpol and everything. These countries. Mm-hmm. Let me guess. Were those guys in the Bahamas?
Yes.
Or in Cancun working the bar at Senior Swanky's? Yes. I've seen your Swanky, and it's not that great.
There you go.
And that is a show.
There you go.
Guys, stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We love you, and we will see. Have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio. A podcast network.